You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your Huckleberry.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Why, Johnny Ringo. You look like somebody just walked over your grave.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Fight's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
Try that.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope you're getting your hump on.
Jake Peavy.
I'm a big Jake Peavy guy.
He's rocking the Giants socks.
Oh,
should
is he?
Be.
Yeah, I love me some Jake Peavy. Dude, I was a Jake Peavy guy even before he got there. He's one of those guys I always liked from afar. And then you're kind of excited that he plays for your team. Always respected the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Good little musician, too, Jake Peavy is. We got a lot to get to in the final hour. We got to, like, tie everything up. We're done for the rest of the week. This is it for us.
It is.
We're out tomorrow.
We got an Ortner Rashad edition on Friday, and then we're off tomorrow for the holiday.
Tomorrow's a holiday. I'm sure that will. I can't wait for all the messages to come in.
Why don't you guys at work today?
Well, it's a federal holiday, and our company observes it. So, company gives you a federal holiday. I'm not going to say, you know what, why don't I go and show up to work?
I find it a little odd that people care. To be honest with you,
where you at? Why aren't you there? I'm going to be on my way to Sun River. I'm going to my brother-in-law's bachelor
Good
party.
Good timing
this
on that trip. What's the weather going to be like? I was jealous of you on this trip. What's
You're
the weather like now?
You're a douchebag.
I mean, I'm going to be solo dad duty this week because my wife's going to the coast with her sisters. But
oh, is she? You got kids alone?
She's doing a kind of helping with a work thing
that
her sister's doing. But I looked at the weather and I went, yeah, you know what? I'm fine being home with the kiddos. What's your weather going
to
be?
Look, when I think about playing golf in Central Oregon in late June, I think to myself, you know what sounds good? 48 degrees and rainy. That's what I want. I want to play golf in 48 degrees and rain, and that's what I'm going to be doing on Saturday. You jealous?
Paying $150 per round. Jealous? Can't wait.
No, not the Saturday one. Saturday one. Actually, today and or tomorrow and Saturday are cheapies. Friday's the spendy round. Friday's the one that's going to cost a little bit.
Definition of cheapie is?
Under $100. For Central Oregon golf, under 100 bucks,
I mean, like,
pretty cheap.
I think in the grand scheme, you're right, but I still, like, when I get 80, I'm like,
you're not playing many places in Central Oregon for under 80. Do you know they made the Sun River courses all private? What's up with that?
You have to stay at the resort?
Like, you have to rent a place, and it has to be through Sun River booking. in order, like the Meadows and the, they got two courses there on the property.
I knew that when I went there.
They have the one that we played. Crosswater was always private, but then they have two other courses that you've always been able
to play. I've played Meadows.
In the Sun River community.
But we were staying in the Sun River community when
we
played.
But now you cannot, if you book through Airbnb, it doesn't matter where you're staying. You can't book through Airbnb or VRBO or any of the other places. You have to book through Sun River Booking just to be able to play it. You have to show up with your reservation code, and they have to check it in the system in order to get a tee time.
I didn't play well at Meadows, so this kind of skews my thought.
It's a fun little course.
It is a good course.
It's a fun little course.
But I'm not, like, crushed over it.
It's at 115.
I can go to other places.
Yeah, you can. There's a lot of them out there.
I'll drive down the highway, go to Juniper.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, what are we doing? Why is it 48 degrees and raining in late June? That's going to depress me.
I mean,
me
our Junes
weekend.
Are always that, usually pretty underrated 48 crappy.
48's cold. That's cold. That's like February golf. That, yeah. That's like, is it going to be a frost delay?
You're going to have gloves.
But I'm going to take my rain gear this weekend.
Put those mitts on your push cart.
This is horse ass, man. Well, something happened yesterday to cheer me up from my 48 degree round of golf that's coming on Saturday. And I'm wondering if this cheers up Portland sports fans. Mm. And that was that yesterday, officially, something we've talked about a lot, it has passed. And it was what was the vote? 46-6 was the final vote. It was approved by the Oregon House. And that would be Senate Bill 110, which, if you remember, is setting aside $800 million for the new baseball stadium down on the old South waterfront. Only six members of the Oregon House voted against it. And now Senate Bill 110 officially goes to the desk of Tina Kotek, the governor of Oregon, to sign, which I believe she is expected to do. Did this move our needle at all? We talked about it when it was brought up. The Portland Diamond Project was doing a lot of press on this, saying, hey, it's a great cause. They were releasing their renderings. Here's what it's going to look like. It was kind of a bipartisan support thing. You had people on both sides jumping on and supporting the thing. It is all now officially passed. Has Brandon Sprague's needle moved at all?
You know, surprisingly, I saw this and no.
No needle movement, huh?
I had already penciled this or penned this
that
in
was
as
gonna
this was going to happen. All the intel was that once it passed the Senate, the House was going to say okay. So it didn't move my needle because it was something that I had already kind of banked on happening.
Mm.
So you or anybody else announcing that it happened doesn't change how I feel about it. I don't go, oh man, I'm relieved to hear that. I actually was thinking about this after reading that it had passed. What is the thing? Because I think we're now at a point where there's just a large contingent that this doesn't mean anything. They've had studies come out that basically say this isn't actually going to cover what they think it's going to cover.
There's been differing opinions.
It is differing. There's no concrete evidence one way or the other. But there's been some people that have come out and said this isn't really going to be what you think it is. I think it's just something that symbolically means something, that the city is, you know, even the state is.
Our local government is on board.
They're willing
to
say, let's give our city a win, which I'm all for that. And I want this team to exist. But I'm asking sincerely, what is the thing that moves the people's needle that don't believe this is ever really going to be a thing? Passing a bill is great. Updating the jock tax is fantastic. We don't have a team. We haven't broken ground. Like, I'm curious what the needle moving move is. For people that don't believe.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of those people that are out there. We all know them in our lives who just, whenever this stuff gets brought up, they roll their eyes and say, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I got people in my life that, like, they just, it's not going to happen. This, and I'll be honest, yeah. I've gone back and forth on this myself.
We were going to the Timbers game on Friday, and I, you know, look, that stadium for me, that's the first time I've ever been to a Timbers game, so I will always connect it in my mind as a sports fan. I'm a bigger baseball guy. I used to go to Beaver games and Rocky games as a kid. And walking into the stadium, that was the first thought that kind of hit me, was like, God, I remember this being a baseball ballpark and walking around the concourse and getting a hot dog and all that when I was younger. But I also love, one of my favorite things about going to sporting events is the vibe of walking into the stadium. And you got the music, and there's like street drummers, and somebody's got some street meat out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody's kind of going in at the same time. There's a good feeling. Everybody's on the same side. I love that feeling. And I made a comment to our buddy Coug Ludes. I said, God, wouldn't this be great to walk in? Like, we're going to a Major League Baseball game right now, middle of July. So, yeah, go see a baseball classic. Here we go. And he says, and just immediately shot me down. It's not going to happen. I know those people exist. I don't think anything short of an announcement of an ownership group would get people to fully buy in. I think that's the one thing that if you got, Sands, obviously, you know, hey, you're in the final two for a team, and Major League Baseball announces that. It's between you and Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
I think in order to get a little bit more widespread support and belief in the community, it would have to be in the shape of a public statement of, here's our group, here's our leader, here's where the money's coming from, here's, you know, something along those lines. This is what we're going to present to Major League Baseball. They're coming out here, they're going to meet our ownership group.
You want them to do it before they present to Major League Baseball?
I think anything short of that, the people who don't believe will never believe. And I don't blame them for being pessimistic. We've been used as fodder in the past.
For sure.
And we've come up short many a time in trying to get another professional sports team.
We also don't know all of the information with the group.
No, we don't.
They don't need to come out and release that. Obviously, that's not what they're after.
No.
So it's not even really their fault per se. It's more just like the mysterious figure. Hey,
who is this guy?
Who is the group
or
person or gal
people.
Or whatever? Like, no. They're real. Trust us. They're real. We'll never tell you who they are, but they're real.
They're there.
So, you know, look, it's good. I'm not trying to poo-poo that it's not good. It is. I just kind of already banked that this was going to eventually make its way to being all the way through. And so hearing it yesterday was a reminder, oh, yeah, that's happening.
Right. It happened.
But it didn't make me feel really anything. And then I wondered, for all the people in my life, whether they're at work or in my personal, that don't believe this is real, what is it? And I don't know what it is that would take them, other than Major League Baseball announcing that Portland has been awarded.
That, I mean, that would,
the expansion team.
Although, even if that happened, there would probably still be some who were like, yeah, are you sure about that, though?
No, I think that baseball coming out and saying, no, we need this. Now, here's my question.
Rob Manfred, boots on the ground, does that do it for people?
Well, I have a follow-up.
He's walking around the South Waterfront, checking them out.
I believe the expansion fee is $2 billion. Right? Am I got that right?
That's the rumor.
I don't know, but there's a guesstimate on what
okay,
it'll be.
That's what they're guessing.
So I have a legitimate question. If we are to believe that that number is accurate, and you're a super rich person that's involved with the Diamond Project that wants baseball in Portland, like sincerely saying, why would I pay that league $2 billion to have a team? They don't even have a TV deal.
Well, they do have a TV deal,
but they just, what do you mean? They just opted out of the ESPN thing. They're looking for new media.
Their World Series is on Fox.
No, so, I get that. Yeah.
And they have TNT. I mean,
but
they have
looking
a TV
for
deal.
New media partners too.
Yeah,
they are.
That's currently what they're doing.
I mean, they're on Apple TV, they're on Fox, and they're on TNT. So they do have
a
TV. But
he's watching
deal.
The Apple TV games. What is? Why am I paying a $2 billion fee to a league that I think is a pretty distant third?
Because you want to have a Major League Baseball team? You want to own a team?
Yeah, you want to own
but
a
that's,
team.
But you have to also build a $2 billion. So I'm going to be in this for $5 billion before a team plays a game?
It's a very expensive thing to do.
I think that's the tough part of this, too, is that kind of money?
It's a lot of money.
You know, if I was a rich person, I would just be asking a really easy question. Why is it not $1 billion fee, and then I'll build my stadium?
Yeah, $2.2 billion per team is the guesstimate in the latest Forbes article that MLB
That's
teams
so
are going to reap
money.
In $4.4 billion. I think the point on the ESPN thing is valid. They would say our biggest partner is Fox, and Fox is the All-Star Game and the You know, it's the World Series and it's the playoffs, and that's our biggest TV partner. There's been rumors NBC's going to get involved. Baseball is what baseball has been now for a long time, and that is it is a regional sport that doesn't get paid attention to a ton at the national level during the regular season. And so that's just, I mean, you're not going to cease to do that. You would hope that you could create some sort of TV revenue locally.
But the RSNs are down.
A lot of the RSNs are down.
There's still some network uncertainty, at least at this point today. I think it's a valid thing if you're somebody super rich to say, why am I giving you $2 billion?
Yeah, I mean, they would say we're going to offset it with the money. We're going to make a lot on the retail sites that you're going to allow us to build at Redtail. And they would also say, what are the seat licenses for 81 home games a year and how much are you making in season ticket sales and ticket sales? Now, eventually, at some point, that runs out. But I think a lot of people are making a lot of money in baseball. Revenue sharing still exists. The Pirates don't do anything and they still make a lot of money. The Mariners don't do anything and they still make a lot of money. So people are making money in the industry, despite TV deals in a lot of different places being down. But $2.2 billion is a lot of money. And you got to build, the stadium probably costs $3 or $4 billion, I'd imagine, when it's all said and done. So it's going to be expensive.
Do we know there's a lot of questions that we're not going to know, I guess, with the group. And that's like you guys got $6 billion just sitting there waiting.
You got some money laying around. Russell Wilson's pretty rich.
Yeah.
He's got that money.
Not that rich.
He's got that money in a bank account. Let's get the Statter story. We'll do that next on The Fam.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
All right, Saturday story time at 8:15. Who wants to go first today?
I'll go first. Choice.
Swag wants to go first.
I will go first. Get my stat up here. Your number is 126. 126. Is it the turnover differential for the Thunder this postseason? By far the largest in NBA postseason history since the 76-77 ABA merger? Or is it the maximum fine City of Portland Park Rangers can issue a citation for either having your dog off-leash in non-off-leash areas or failing to scoop your poop?
Who fines them that?
The park Rangers.
Park Rangers
City
are going to pull you over?
Park Rangers.
Ah, pretty soon that'll be an HOA once we sell off all the parks.
You're just going to run off? Can they chase you into a neighborhood if I'm not on park land anymore? Can the park ranger chase me down?
26.
Where does their jurisdiction end? Is it just in the parks?
I'm going to say stat.
No.
You're going to go stat?
I want to go story, but I'm going to go stat. I'm going to fade the logic.
I mean, look, you should pick up poop, but also, can you get away?
$26 is.
That's a pretty heavy. I mean,
that's a traffic ticket.
I'm going story. Give me story.
It is a stat.
Yeah, that's.
It is a stat.
That ticket ain't that high.
Hang on.
Oh, my God.
The 2025 Thunder have forced 381 turnovers this postseason, committed only 255. That is a plus 126 differential. The next four highest differentials behind them, the 2019 Raptors, 97 Bulls, 96 Bulls, and 2013 Heat. The Raptors at second was only 79, but all four of those teams went on to win an NBA title. Mm. Yes. So if the if Halliburton can't go, then
I mean, yeah, it's over.
Look out. But no, the so effective January 1st of this year, park rangers were able to issue citations for having your dog off leash or failing to scoop poop in designated areas, the maximum fine for which is $150. So it's anywhere from $50 to $150. However, the city's implementation policy was giving warnings. And they revised that. There was a memo last week, and now the city is going to get serious about it. So
I've been at a park probably 5 days a week with my dog off the leash. Yeah.
Is it well, this is just the city of Portland.
It's in the city of Portland.
Oh, there you go.
I live in the city of Portland.
So, yes.
Portland Park, Portland Public Park.
What's your dog like off of a leash?
Perfectly fine.
You are a worrisome dog owner for me now as a dog that has super anxiety on a leash.
My dog wants nothing to do with any other dogs. He gets a ball and runs it back to me.
Yeah,
gets a ball and runs it back to me. I always go to a part of a field where there's nobody around. I always walk to an area where I'm not bothering anybody. I'm not in the way of anybody. He's not in the middle of a soccer game or if there's a baseball game or whatever's going on. I don't get involved in that. And if he poops in the park, I pick up the poop. But my dog runs in parks, damn it. I pay taxes. I'm taking my dog off the leash.
Park rangers and law enforcement authorized to continue to issue ejections, exclusions, or warnings for violations of
get ejected park from the park.
Rules.
Get out of here!
Good luck enforcing that.
In addition to any other remedy allowed
by law.
From
good luck. What are you going to do? Put a picture of me up all over the park, say I'm not allowed back? Is that ranger going to be there every day at the same time? What if it's a different
rangers?
Ranger? Are they going to remember that? Do they have pictures in their park ranger fans?
So
come hunt me down.
So a person issued a citation has to pay it within 30 calendar days or appeal it within 10
business days. This is
personal
to you, isn't it?
This is very personal to me. This drives me nuts. I had a bad experience. I got kicked out of a park in Happy Valley once. Happy Valley Park kicked me out.
Really?
I was on a field where there was literally nobody at like 10:30 in the morning.
Okay.
On a weekday.
Yep.
During school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, painting a picture, not a lot of people at the park. It was me and like one other old lady who was just walking around randomly. That was
right.
It. Nobody else. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm not in the way of anybody. Throwing a chuck into my dog. He comes up and says, you got to put your dog on the leash. And I'm like, dude, there's nobody here. Why do I have to put my dog? There's nobody
here.
It was a park ranger. It was a Happy Valley park ranger. Far more serious about their park rangers in Happy Valley because they're hoity-toity and they want the riffraff out.
Oh.
We got a little riffraff in Southeast Portland. That's okay. We're cool with our riffraff. Nobody's ever said anything to me.
Now you
got to
find a specific designated off-leash dog park.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going
to
do that.
Don't complain to me when
I've never had a dog.
They're not going to give me a fine. I'm going to run away. They can't catch me. That park ranger cannot chase me through. He's not a cop. He doesn't have the authority to chase me through the city of Portland.
They cannot physically detain a person if someone refuses
no, I'm not
to take
away.
If he gives you a ticket and you just say no, he can't do
park
anything.
Park rangers can then call police and
sure, I'll be gone by the time the cops get there.
What do you look like? White guy beard.
If you get one of these things,
that'll narrow it down.
Here's what I'll say: if you're one of these people who's like, if your dog's causing trouble at a park and you're like he's chasing into people's picnics and all that stuff,
so like my dog is
totally get it.
If your dog is a run. If your dog's off leash and your dog is I want to go be friendly, say hi to dog.
My dog don't even go up to other dogs.
My dog will attack your dog if I have him on the leash. He has got a lot of anxiety. He's from a broken home. Yeah. It's not great.
And if I had that dog, guess what I wouldn't do? Yeah. Go to the park and take my dog off the leash.
Oh, yeah. No way.
I don't want to deal with that. Yeah. I only do it because I got a dog who I know. I think we should trust society to have a little faith in their animals.
I have to run with my dog on a leash on a beach. You know how much I don't want to do that?
Now you want to let him off?
I do. I want him to, but there's other dogs off the leash, and we got to worry about it.
It's a sticking point for me. This bothers me greatly.
I see
the
both
poop
sides.
I get. You don't pick up your poop, it should be a $10,000
fine. See, that's a big problem.
That
for
should
me.
Be five. I mean, you should be thrown in jail for a year for not picking
clean
the
it
dog
up.
Poop. Like, that's
clean it up.
Death penalty almost. Like, I'm going that far. But letting your dog off the leash at a park when there's nobody there, it's a park.
Okay.
I gotta have my kid on a leash. My kid's running around causing more trouble than my dog is.
You do see kids on leashes.
He's picking up his own poop right now. He's putting his hand in his diaper, grabbing his poop.
He's not gonna get fined then.
No, my dog doesn't pick up his own poop.
It'd be great if they did.
All right, I'll go next. Your number, stat or story, your number is 39.
Okay.
39. Is it the point per game high, not point per game, the highest points in a game that Ace Bailey scored this year at Rutgers, 39 points, was at his high of the season? Or is it the age of a man in Kentucky known as Cowboy Cody, who let loose a terrified raccoon into a bar out of revenge for being turned away from said bar and was hence arrested riding away on a mule.
Really messed up. Cowboy Cody has to be older. I'm going to say this is a stat.
This is a stat. Yeah, Cowboy Cody's got to be 52 or something.
I just love when the dirt logic is starting to seep through. He is 37. Cowboy Cody's 37. But 39 points was Ace Bailey's high this year. 39 he scored at Indiana in an 84-74 loss. He
was that's him and Dylan Harper's season in a nutshell.
He was 16 of 29 from the floor, 4 of 8 from 3. He also had 8 rebounds and I think 4 assists or 4 blocks to go with it. So that was his season high. He had 37 one other time and a couple of 30 burgers to go on top of it. No, Cowboy Cody let loose a terrified raccoon in a bar out of revenge. He was turned away from the establishment on a Friday night. Wanted to go get another wanted a final. Cowboy Cody wanted to tie off his night.
Was he refused because he had already
been enjoying himself that evening, and they noticed him. He rode up to the bar on a mule and wanted to get into the bar, and they said, no, you can't get into the bar. Yeah. You're too hammered, Cowboy Cody. You need to go. Yeah. Cowboy Cody said, joke's on you, and he went out and caught, I don't know if he caught the raccoon or just had a raccoon somewhere in his collection.
I mean, Either way, where do you get a raccoon?
Name's Cowboy Cody, and he's on Kentucky. A mule, so I'm going to go ahead and just go out on a limb.
I saw a raccoon in the parking lot pulling up the other morning.
Raccoons are terrifying.
They are terrifying. I think one just dismembered a rabbit on one of our walking trails.
Yeah, that's not good.
Unless it was a coyote.
Could have been a coyote. Coyotes will do that to you.
Yeah.
And he went back to the establishment, opened the door, let loose a terrified raccoon into the bar, and just rode off on his meal and said, you didn't want to give me a beer? Here you go. Here's your present for the night.
I had a rat in my shed.
How much do you freak out if you're in a bar and a raccoon starts running wild?
I'm freaking out.
Are you going on table or chair? Are you climbing on things?
No, I'm leaving.
What if he's by the door?
Nah. Kick that raccoon. Kick it right in the face.
Punt that thing.
Go right through the door. I had a rat in my shed. It was eating grass seed. So I had to clean it up, set all these traps, got rid of the grass seed, right? And there's no food in there now. But I feel like I had still been seeing him. And what I had learned is I forgot that they love piles of wood. And so we had all this spare wood from building the shed a year ago. And I've just been lazy with my backyard. The other day, I was looking to see if he was in there. He wasn't. Saw a wood pile behind me I had forgot about. Heard something.
Mm.
Went over there, kicked it, saw him. Wasn't as big as I thought he was, but it was a rat, man. Had to dismantle the wood pile, and I'm pretty confident he's gone now.
You gone? You got rid of the rat?
There's no shelter. There's no food. Yeah. I think he's moved on.
I once shot a raccoon on a roof of my neighbor's house, and they were not happy about that.
Was he dead?
I don't, probably not. It's a BB gun, but I think it could penetrate the skin of a raccoon.
Yeah, it didn't kill him, but it for sure hurt.
It wounded him. Yeah. It wounded him. I sent a message. delivered a message with authority.
Your statter story number is 5.
5.
5. Is it?
5.
The number of Stanley Cups the state of Florida has won since 2000? Or is it the amount of people arrested for stealing over $100,000 in local high-end Portland retail merchandise that included Jordans, Nikes, clothes, and arrested off Northeast Halsey and 112.
So I know of 5. Am I forgetting? We got 2 of the Panthers, 2 of the Lightning, and then the Lightning won one in early 2000.
Yes.
I don't think the Panthers won another one, did they? Was last year their first cup, or do they have another one? I know for a fact Tampa won one in like 2003.
Yeah, that I know. No, the Panthers didn't win another one. I think they got to the finals.
Was last year their first cup?
I think so.
I'm going to say stat. Yeah, I'll go stat.
Stat?
Stat.
Clean sweep of the show, boys. We all correctly picked it.
Look at that.
It's 5. 5 Stanley Cups since 2000. 04 Lightning. Close. 04, not 03.
Okay, 04. Thank you.
And then the Lightning won back-to-back, and now the Panthers have won back-to-back. State of Florida. Hockey state.
People have brought up, does the league need to do something about their low tax rates? And does it create an unfair advantage for them?
You could do that in every sport.
You could?
You could.
You could?
It doesn't, because they're... You still got to sign 23 guys, and their salary cap isn't what the NBA or the
maybe
NFL
no. Is. But I think the theory is: are guys willing to play there for cheaper because the tax rate is lower, so the take home ends up being more on a lesser deal.
Maybe here's a suggestion.
Bettman shot it down. Nothing's going to change, but I've heard that point.
If this is a big if, but if by the time Miami is underwater and Canada still hasn't won, maybe Florida should get all of Canada and be able to call it Miami.
Mm.
Five Stanley Cups and Canada's won one since.
Canada just becomes the panhandle.
I mean, they're all going to have to move somewhere. Are we going to move them all to Canada? All the Florida teams? They should go to Canadian cities.
Maybe Florida should just own them outright.
Would actually care about the sport, you know. But
No, it was two. Two people were arrested off Northeast Halsey and 112th, a 33-year-old and a 28-year-old. They were part of an organized retail theft ring. And they stole over $100,000 in merchandise from Portland businesses. Jordans, Nikes, high-end clothes.
How'd they
get
caught?
Some of them still had the metal detector tags on them.
You can't have those on there?
Can
you get those off?
There's guns that you can purchase.
You can.
To get them that some people will buy if they're criminals. But yes, they were caught. All the stuff was seized, 25 pieces of stolen merchandise from the local businesses.
Wow. It's a pretty jarring thing when you walk out of a store and you hear the thing go off and you're like, dude, I promise I didn't do anything. It wasn't me. And they have to be like, come here, sir, come here. And you're like, oh, yeah, you didn't take the tag gun thing off my T-shirt. That's not my fault.
Our local Freddy's does that every three people, it feels like.
Oh, yeah, Fred Meyer's is the worst. You go through that self-checkout, even if you're just getting like groceries or something, and something will go off.
Every
like,
time.
Really?
But, you know, also I'd say you could steal stuff because if it's in that bag, they don't know. They just believe you. They don't even check it.
Show the receipt.
You just turn with a bag and you look confused and they'll go, you're good. Just go.
You're fine. They don't want to deal with it.
Lo and behold, I actually stole something then.
I got bigger fish to fry right now. Well, there you go. Sadder story. That was pretty well done. Well done, everybody. I liked those stories. I liked the stats. It was solid. That was a good little segment. No controversy, no issues.
We did really good.
I didn't have a stat. I actually had a story and a stat.
Dog rant, too.
Look at that. That dog rant, that gets me.
I don't know where people stand on your dog rant, because like I understand that there's a good dog.
Yeah, there's people that disagree with me. I get that.
It just depends on the dog and the dog owner.
I understand there's a lot of stupid people out there. Okay, here's my caveat on this. We live in a country with a lot of stupid people. I grant you that.
Yes.
There are people who don't follow protocol in society that should follow protocol in society. Here's what I would say. Just because those idiots exist doesn't mean the rest of us shouldn't be able to enjoy certain aspects of life. My dog looks forward to running at the park. That's the only thing he wants to do. It's all he wants to do, dude. He doesn't want to go for... You take him on a walk, you're dragging him after like five blocks. He's like, dude, where's my ball?
Off-leash parks available for
you. I'm not driving. I got one literally a block away from my house. It takes me 90 seconds to walk there, and I'm walking there. And guess how many times...
How does the park ranger know who are the idiots and park who rangers, aren't?
Look, I understand that this is
a
complicated thing.
It's a big city.
It is a very big city. It's also a very big park, and I find a little nook and cranny in that park that nobody... I'm not bothering anybody.
I don't want to hear you bitching when you get fined.
They're not going to catch me. You can't catch me, okay? I'm Leo DiCaprio. I want to bring it on, park rangers, okay? Jeffrey working at the park rangers.
Are you going to have a fake badge
Jerry's cousin?
Like he does with Tom Hanks?
Look, I'm actually in the park rangers.
Undercover.
I'm actually Andy your boss Johnson. Right now, okay? You learned something here today. I'm not taking that ticket. Tell the cops to come. By the time they get there, I'm gone.
Jeez.
Statter story, everyone's 8:15. We got a little bit more to get to. 30 minutes left in the show.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like... well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
A fun bit to do this summer, doing our looking across the slate of Major League Baseball games, see if we can, how many games in a row can we get right to beat the streak.
Well, why don't we start this?
We might have to just every day.
I didn't know
members.
This was an actual. I thought Ortner was the only one I had seen.
So nobody's
doing
done
this.
It. I think Major League Baseball was brilliant in coming up with this because it gets people to, you know, follow along. And I think you have to do it on their app. But although let me, you know, listeners, I'm sure know more about it than I do. Ortner was trying. Ortner started the other day. And on game one, I think he picked, who did he pick?
He started like 0-for-3, didn't
he? He couldn't even get off the ground. He couldn't even get one game right.
See, the problem I have is that guy you mentioned that got on the Fielder's Choice that lost.
Yes.
Jacob Wilson.
Jacob Wilson for the A's.
Couldn't have told you that was a baseball player to save my life.
He's hitting .367 this year. So he's got a good average. I don't think he's played the whole year in the big leagues. He's a young guy. I think they called up. So I think that was the thought.
The funny thing would be all three of us doing it. So each person's responsible for the next day and seeing who screws up.
Who
we
blows
get to like
it?
21.
who's the guy after seven in a row? Damn it, Sprague. What
it's
the hell were you thinking?
$5 million?
If you can correctly pick 57 days in a row, you win $5.6 million. We're going to have to do this. We got a little bit of a NBA. Look, let's be honest. NBA Finals is over tomorrow, probably.
Is that where we're going? That's our preview?
Hockey's done. NBA's probably done.
Halliburton, man. That's brutal.
I mean, it's just terrible timing.
They're not winning without Halliburton.
No chance in hell they're going to win without him. Before we will have some final thoughts on that to close out the show today, I saw this in the news yesterday. I didn't even know that this was a thing that was going to happen. But now I want to make fun of the person because of his attitude. There's not many people in the world of sports that have, like, stirred up a hornet's nest the way that Noah Lyles has the last couple of years. His whole world champions of what? I'm the world champion. You're not actually a world champion. That rant.
Well,
remember we had a debate basketball, that for weeks on end.
The basketball team got some vindication there and said
they want a gold medal.
Shut up.
They did. But the NBA, you call yourself the Thunder will be the world champions. And his whole thing was, well, you're not the world champions. You're the champions of America. Well, Noah Lyles got into it with Tyreek Hill online over the months and years. They've debated endlessly about who could race. You race me. You're scared to race me.
Yep.
They had an event set to go down. I believe it was scheduled to go down this weekend in Times Square. They were going to shut down Times Square. And Noah Lyles and Tyreek Hill were going to race. They had all these sponsors on board. Whole thing was going to happen. And Noah Lyles just backed out at the last second.
No, I think it was Hill.
No, it was Noah Lyles. canceled the anticipated showdown.
Oh, see, I saw a story that said Hill.
No, I'm literally reading the story right. Tyreek Hill made fun of him for canceling.
Oh.
He made fun of him. He did the whole Homer gif of that you backed into the hedge because you. He ran 100 meters, I guess, last weekend. He went back to his high school in California, Tyreek Hill did.
Okay.
And he ran a 10.12 to show, hey, I'm ready to go run this race against you. And Lyles is claiming he has canceled it for personal reasons, is what he's saying. He had a quote where he's saying,
I mean, Tyreek Hill's not beating him.
Are we going to go into the whole scared
because he's going to lose?
It's just a funny look for a guy who talked a lot of trash and then canceled the event right before it was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
No. Said, we were deep into creating the event, Lyles told reporters. In fact, it was supposed to happen this weekend. Unfortunately, there were some things, complications, personal reasons that it just didn't come to pass.
I've seen it here, you're right.
But we were full on. We were going to shut down New York, Times Square and everything. It was going to be a lot of fun. Then why don't you do it? You could still do
but
it.
Is
go beat him.
Is this something you want to see?
I wouldn't watch it live, but I would. I mean, it takes.
It's a hot dog eating contest, isn't it?
7 seconds. It's a lot quicker than a hot dog eating contest.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, like, you only pay attention when you can see the highlight.
Sure. I'm not going to watch. I'm not going to sit around my TV waiting for this to happen, but I would have been curious to see it. This is the tough look of running your mouth about something and then not fulfilling it. It just go race him, beat him, make fun of him, and then it's like, ha! No, everybody knows that Tyreek Hill's not going to beat him in the race, but you backing out makes you look kind of bad. So we'll see what the personal.
I'll at least give you that. Is I would be rooting for no Lyles there because I don't like Tyreek Hill.
Sure,
but yeah, you can't be popping off all the time and then the minute you're down to a race, even though I think you would have beat him.
It's going to happen this weekend.
You cancel it.
Then he had quotes. It was actually going to be a lot of fun. We had corporate sponsors and all. Then why did you cancel the thing? Go do it.
Personal reasons.
What are your personal reasons?
What if we find out something, though, and they were like, oh.
I reserve the right to apologize if it's a very serious personal reason. But according to the quotes so far, it does not appear to be so. Let's wrap it up. Does the NBA Finals coming to an end tomorrow? Poll questions aplenty. We'll close it up next on The Fan. Well, the hockey came to an end last night. The Ice Cats won back-to-back Stanley Cup Finals. One listener pointed out, great point, I don't know if I just blocked it out mentally because it was in the bubble. I kept saying that Pittsburgh was the last team to go back-to-back. Tampa Bay did it a couple of years ago. But one of them was the COVID one. It's kind of, it counts. Not quite.
It's there.
Not quite the same.
It's in the history
books. It's a thing. It goes down. You technically won a championship. But I think that's why I kept saying Pittsburgh about a decade ago. So Florida's won back-to-back. NHL is over. Is the NBA facing the same thought tomorrow night?
Yes.
Bye-bye NBA basketball.
I do think the Pacers.
We'll see you next year.
I could see the Pacers coming out from the jump. But yeah, I think ultimately the Thunder are going
to
win this thing.
The line jumped a ton with Halliburton news. I think it went from 4 to 7 or somewhere in that range.
Look, I wouldn't say it's 100% they can't win. But it is a 90-10% for me in my mind.
It's, I mean, it was a 2-point game in the fourth quarter when Halliburton didn't make a field goal. They were down by two in the fourth quarter on the road.
The impact of Halliburton, a player like Halliburton, isn't always in games the scoring. It is the fact that they're on the floor. There is a tension that's drawn away when if you have McConnell out there full time and then you mix in your rotations, however. It's going to change the defensive approach.
You mean the MVP for the Pacers in this series? Play him 40 minutes. What are we doing, Rick Carlisle? Get his ass out there. He's slapping the floor. He's going to the glass, stealing inbounds passes. He's done everything for Indiana.
I think the Thunder have learned throughout this series the sort of concentration, effort, intensity, urgency that it takes to play this team all 48 minutes, and I think they will be as prepared as they've been in this series to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I hope we're all wrong, because I agree 100% with both of you. I hope we get a Game 7 in the finals. It'd be pretty damn fun if Indiana found a way to surprise us once again. We've killed them off many a time, saying they don't have a chance, and they keep finding ways to do it. When will Game 7 be if we get a Game 7?
Sunday night.
Sunday night, Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. It'd be pretty damn cool if we got it.
Yeah.
Game 7.
When
was the last time we had a Game 7 in the NBA Finals?
It's
probably
been
LeBron.
Why?
Probably LeBron Warriors.
Has there been one since that?
No.
No.
Comeback? 3-1 comeback? Have we had a Game 7?
I don't believe so.
I don't think we have.
No, because the Celtics lost almost a decade ago to the Golden State Warriors. They won last year in five.
The last 2 years
four?
Have been quickies. Denver was a quickie over Miami.
Milwaukee was in six.
Milwaukee was six, down 0-2.
Toronto was five.
Five, yeah, with the Durant injury.
I think it was 2016.
That's a minute ago. So maybe Indiana can keep surprising us. They've done it many times in the playoffs. I just, without Halliburton, or even if he's out there and not at 100%, you can shoot him up with whatever you want to shoot him up with. If he's not going to be able to function offensively, he can be a distraction, but you're going to need some production from him.
Well, I think the bigger issue will be is defensively. If he can't.
Yeah, he can't move.
If he can't move.
Them announcing that kind of
bit of a problem
is what makes me go, oh.
Uh-oh.
If he does play, he will not be playing much.
No. 34 minutes was his total in Game 5. There was a thought, too. I mean, he's out there late. He's playing a lot of minutes, so we'll see. Game 6 tomorrow night. We're not going to be here tomorrow. It's a federal holiday, and then we're off on Friday.
So the game will be on the fan, though, tomorrow.
The game is going to be right here on the fan tomorrow night. When was the last time? We haven't aired an NBA Finals game on the fan in
just
a minute.
The weekend Sunday, games. Sunday game, too, but not a weeknight game.
Not a weeknight game. So that's going down tomorrow. It would suck. It's kind of that weird reminder, too. Like, the NBA and NHL playoffs go on for so long. It feels like this endless march. And then you're like, wait a minute. It's over. There it goes.
NBA draft next week.
And the draft is next week.
When it ends, I will have a bit of a... Are we going to be in this kind? Are we going to be in the party next year?
Oh, are we going to be in the dance?
We're going to be in the dance. We're not going to be leading the dance. We won't be the top pick for the dance.
Sure.
Will we be in the dance? The dance was fun this year. It gave us some entertainment. It gave us unpredictability. Like, are we going to be in the dance? I want to be in the dance. I'm tired of being the Utah Jazz.
You don't want to be sitting on the side?
Well, I mean, we have four straight seasons of just dog crap. I don't want to make that five.
No, that would not be fun. It's been a long time since our Western Conference Finals run now. Seems like it was yesterday. Yeah. That was a while ago.
I know. It feels like it's been a lifetime.
Well, we'll start finding out what their plans are next week with the NBA draft on Wednesday. It's right around the corner.
I'm really excited to see what they do.
And then free agency kicks in shortly thereafter.
Yeah, July 1st, right? Usually when free agency starts. So you got the draft and then right into free agency.
That goes about a week, and then we wait. Well, we might have Kevin Durant news by Monday as well.
We very well could.
And then you wait for about a month and a half. About a month, and then you've got Summer League.
Yeah.
And then there's a break again. We forget the league exists.
Watching Ace Bailey in a summer league jersey is going to be fantastic, dude. I'm going to be glued to that.
I bet you. I mean, if we get Ace Bailey, I think everybody would be.
How high on Ace Bailey am I going to be? Is he going to buy me back in? Am I back in with Ace Bailey? It's a pretty big deal if he falls to Portland at number 11.
Oh, it's a massive story if he falls all the way to 11. I would say based on your opinion now, it's already pretty high. I think you'd lose your mind.
It'd be pretty cool. Be pretty cool. He's our guy. His name is Ace.
You'd get delirious for Arius.
Cool. I would. I absolutely would. We had some poll questions up yesterday and today. Multiple mocks have been released for the NBA draft. At this point, just 8 days ago, the two best players that have showed up, or the two players that continue to show up for the Blazers, are Yegor Demin and Kasparis Jakachonis. Which one do you prefer? 53.8% of people voted for Yegor Demin. Which, to each their own. Everybody's got different opinions.
But what does that say about our point guard situation then?
Well, you know, Bob, I think people just want more point guards. I think that's the thought process.
Yeah, I've been conditioned to love point guards.
Just give me a couple of more. We're not quite sure what we have in all of our point guards right now. We could use a couple more point guards. You got point guards? I want point guards. We got one up today. Would seeing the Blazers lose four straight NBA Finals break you as a fan? 58.2% of you say no, it would not. I think that tells you what you need to know about this fan base. That it's a lot of heartbreak, man. It's kind of all we know. At least we would get close to it. But, you know, we've experienced nothing but bad things essentially for 50 years.
Dude, we're cockroaches as fans. We cannot be killed.
And would you be excited if the Blazers got R.J. Barrett? 70% of you say no, you would not be excited. No, doesn't do it for me.
I have people responding, what are we giving up? I'm just asking, would you be excited?
Asking the question.
I don't assume they're going to sell off everything for R.J. Barrett. So the assumption is just, what do you think R.J. Barrett?
Well, I am heading to Central Oregon for my brother-in-law's bachelor party. Excited for that. You got a solo kid weekend. We are not done yet for the day, though. We are off for the week, but we are going to record. As soon as we're done here, we got to record our NBA Top 10 show. That will air next Tuesday during the Fan Golf Classic.
Why are we doing this?
I don't know. It's a really dumb idea to give ourselves. We are great at coming up with more work for ourselves.
Yeah, we had a day off, and we're like, what if we did the work?
You know
what?
I could be heading out into a four-day weekend right now, but no, I'm going to sit around here and yell about George Mikan being the seventh greatest player of all time. What is wrong with us? I don't know, but you're going to hear the whole thing next Tuesday.
God forbid we love sports in our job.
For the Fan Golf Classic. That'll do it for us, folks. We will talk to you next Monday. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday. If you missed it, we went to Illinois for the Daily Ticker to talk about Jakachonis. Go listen to that at 1080 The Fan at Dirt and Sprague. That will do it for us. We'll talk to you Monday, 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen. That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes. Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.